The number one stress in your life is not your work, it's not your marriage, it's not your money, it's not your children. Your number one stress in your life is worry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Revive. This is Pastor Joey Rogers. We're thrilled to be able to have you a part of the program at the beginning of 2018. We pray that you are blessed and highly favored all this year. Today, I want to bring you, and I'm very excited to do this, my wife was teaching in a Wednesday night Bible class and bringing the principles that has the ability through the Word of God to relieve the stress and pressure of your life. In fact, the message is titled, God's Stress Remover. Here's Rita Rogers teaching on a Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover.
And you know, you think about it and say, well, my goodness, that's a lot. Now, all that is a picture. I started reading those words and I said, God, that's just a picture of God. He's true. He's honest. He's just. He's pure. He's lovely. He's going to give me a good report, virtue and praise. So really what he's saying, we just need to think of God in all of our situations, keeping our minds on good things. How much, I guess this is wrong English, how much gooder can it get? Think about God in your situation and whatever you're going through. He will be there for you. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. They trust who? They trust God. Keeping your mind upon Him because you can trust Him. And the last one, God's stress remover, how to keep from stressing out. The last one is be content in all things. Be content in all things. Okay, what is contentment? Contentment is enjoying what I have right now, rather than waiting for something else to happen in order for me to be happy. Contentment, I'm content. Let me repeat that. It's enjoying what I have right now rather than waiting for something to happen for me to be happy. It's enjoying what I have right now. It doesn't mean that I don't want to progress. It doesn't mean that I don't want to have goals in my life. It doesn't mean that that next step I'm going in, I'm reaching for that next step. I'm going to learn something more in school. I'm going to go to that next step. But right now, right where I'm at right now, is being content right where I'm at. Most people have the thought of the when-then principle. When this happens, then I'll be happy. Or when that happens, then I'll be happy. But my joy is not based, your joy, my joy is not based on what is happening right now or on my circumstances. Be content right where you're at. Philippians 4:11-12, I believe is on your paper. I'm not saying this because I am in need. Now keep in mind, this is Paul speaking. Now we can't forget who the author of this whole book is, because he was the master at knowing what stress and anxiety was. My God, he was in prison when he wrote this. He knew what it was like to be beaten and ridiculed and put down and not have anything. But he says here, and it just thrills me when I read it, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned. He had to learn it. Paul just one day just didn't say, oh yeah, this is the way. No, he had to learn it. That tells me something that maybe we have to learn this to ourselves. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I know what it is to have a lot, and I know what it is not to. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I have learned to be content. One way you can learn to be real content is stop comparing yourself with others, with someone else that this, oh, they're better than I am. I'm not content because I'm not as good as that person is, or they do the job better. And then you have discouragement. On the flip side, you can also go to the far other side and say, you know, I'm doing such a good job and I'm better than any, and then pride sets in. You need to be content right where you are, right where God has you. God has you right where you're at. If you're trusting Him and believing upon Him, where you're at right now is where He has you. Be content in that. Look at your neighbor and say, be content. Be content right where you're at with what you have. Because when you get to heaven, God's not going to look at you and say, oh, I wish you were just like your sister. Oh, I wish you were just like your mama. He's not going to look at you and say that, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. It's the cliche. God broke the mold when He made you. You are you. You are special. Go like this. I'm special. I am special and I am unique. Just be you and be content in being you. Don't compare yourself with other people. Don't wish that you were this way or that way. But let me tell you, I am saying that you can have goals to set to bring you to a different level in your life. But where you're at right now, be content. Say, I'm going to be content. Proverbs 14 and 30 says, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer to the bones. It just eats away. Eats away. You know, we always wish we had something more. It's something that is built, I think, in when we watch TV a lot and this person has all this, or we get on Facebook, oh, they got this, they got this. You know, about 3 years ago, Pastor, well, many years ago when we lived in Destin, we had us a pontoon boat. And we love that pontoon boat. Well, about 3 years ago, we thought, you know, let's get us a pontoon boat. And pays. And so we went and we started looking. Okay, we started looking all around for this pontoon boat. Well, we went to the bar and we looked around. We said, well, if we get us a pontoon boat, we're going to have a place to store it. And it's got to be close to the water because we don't want to have to travel pace with the boat all the way to the water. So, you know, and then we said, man, we really want a pontoon boat. Until one day, it just hit us, you know. Why can't we be just content and borrow somebody else's boat? It would save on the insurance. We wouldn't have to pay for it. So if y'all have a boat, we'll use it. Be content. Be content. Be content. Most couples go into debt because they're not content. They think they got to have more because they're not content. Or they think they have to have what their mom and daddy worked for 35 years. They want it right then, and they'll go into debt because they are not content. Train your children to be content right where they're at. God's got them right there. God's got them right there. Be content because God's got you right here. But I want to get out of this circle. I want to move. No, God's got you right here. There's a purpose here. And when God says it's time, you'll know when it's time. Amen? Okay, Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. Is that on your paper? It is? Okay, I'm sorry. Better is a handful with quietness. Man, think about it. Handful of quietness. Than both of the hands full of travail and vexation of spirit. That means labor. Irritation of spirit. It's better to have just a handful of quietness than to have all the turmoil and all the vexation of spirit. So be content where you are. And you say, okay, that's great, Rita. Let's rehearse them. How to keep from stressing out in 2018? Refuse to worry about anything. Now, this is based upon what the scripture said, not what I said. We read the scripture. It's in the scripture. It tells us, refuse to worry about anything. It's a sin to worry, right? Okay. Pray about everything. Thank God in all things. Keep your mind on good things. And be content in all things. Wow. You look at that and you say, you'd have to be a perfect person to do that. Amen? So how do we do this? How do we do this? I mean, how do we always think of something lovely, something good, you know? I mean, how are we going to always think, okay, I'm going to tell you right here. Philippians 4:13. Let's read it together. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, after Paul wrote all of this, that's what he ended it on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. These five lessons from God's word are easy to write down, but they're really hard to learn and to practice and to think about. Don't worry about nothing, but you can do all things through Christ. That strength gives me the strength. I can worry about nothing when Christ strengthens me. Amen? I can pray about everything when Christ strengthens me. Okay, I want you to help me out. Y'all can help me out. Okay, ready? Ready? Let's start again. Okay, ready? I can worry about nothing when I can pray about everything. I can thank God in everything. I can keep my mind on good things. I can be content with anything when Christ strengthens me. That's the key of living a non-stressed life, is when God strengthens us. That's the only way. We are only human. And the only way that we can do that is with the strength of Christ that lives on the inside of us. And then I'm going to leave you with Matthew 11, 28 and 30. This right here, to me, sums it up too. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, Christ is saying, come unto me, all ye that are worried, have anxiety, stress, and are heavy laden with all that pressure. And I will give you rest. How many of you have ever been in a stressful situation, all you wanted to do was have rest? Then he says in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And how are we going to learn of him? It's by getting his word out, meditating upon his word. For I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus doesn't tell us that we will never have stresses or worries or even anxieties in our life. No, Jesus tells us a way that we can handle our problems and situations in our lives. And he tells us that we can make a trade with Jesus. What is that trade? We just read it. We take the yoke that we have put upon ourselves. We take the yoke that the world puts upon us. A yoke of burdens, a yoke of anxiety, a yoke of stress, a yoke of wearisome. And we can trade that yoke. We can take off our yoke and give it to who? Jesus. And we pick up his yoke because his is what? It is light. And Jesus' yoke is one that makes life so much more easier to bear. And the one that makes the burdens of life light for us to bear.
You've been hearing my favorite preacher, Rita Rogers, minister the Word of God to you in the Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover. I can assure you, the principles found in this message will be a blessing to your life. And I encourage you to order it today. God's Stress Remover. It's available on CD or DVD. And you can order it right now at paceassembly.org. Or call the number 850-202-3100. It is our prayer that God's hand of blessing and favor will be upon your life. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.